I was born in a little village called Elmstead Market, just as far the other side of Colchester as it was this side, where I got the nickname of Smiler.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
One brother, one sister. They're both dead.
What did your father do?
He was an agricultural engineer and he had a threshing tackle. There's combines now, isn't it? But the old threshing, portable, a drum and an elevator. Marshals are on threshing machines, yeah. You see.
And what about your mother?
My mother died the day after Queen Victoria.
So you were all very young when your mother died.
Oh, yes, I went to school when I was 2 and a half because my mother was ill. And I carried on there right through the school at Elmstead, right through the whole time until I left. Then I left school at 13 because I was apprenticed. And if you was apprenticed, yeah, or got a job, if you got a job, you could leave at 13. Yeah. But if you hadn't, you have to go till you were 14, then you could leave.
And you were apprenticed to what?
A shipwright, yeah, the shipyard, place called Wivenhoe, next village to Elmstead. Well, it's a little town, really. My brother was 2 years older than me, and when, in 1914, when war broke out, the First World War, August the 4th, Lord Kitchener and the heavyweight boxer at that time, Jack Johnson, they were visiting the cavalry barracks at Colchester, a big garrison town, you know, Colchester, like Aldershot. And he, of course, put out all these play cards, which no other doubt you've heard. Your country needs you. Ask all the young men to join to form a fighting unit to be called Kitchener's Army. And my brother was the first one to join.
What was your brother's name?
Arthur. 2 years older than me. I only went from the east till the Whitsun. I didn't like it. Terrible. So I ran away. Father says, come on, boy, he says. I was only 13. I had walked between 2 and 3 miles. But I was to be there at 6:30 a.m. Well, I ain't got a bicycle. No cars, of course.